Is sleep overrated? Have you ever pondered how much time you spend sleeping? Let's assume we all live till 80 and are able to get 8 hours of decent sleep every night, which is nothing short of a fairy tale. Approximately 233,600 hours are spent in dreams, while we only walk this earth for about 700,800. Think of all the things that you can accomplish if you put all those hours into good use. A 40-year-old Japanese man did not stop at thinking and took action. He has only slept for 30 minutes every day for the past 12 years. His trustworthy comrades in the battle against drowsiness are coffee and exercise. However, in return for the extended working hours, being constantly sleep-deprived comes with a heavy toll. According to research, sleep brings more to the table than simply being a time when our body turns off. Rather, it is a time for repair. There is evidence that proves our brain turns into a more effective toxin filter when we are asleep, removing toxins, including those that cause Alzheimer's, from the central nervous system. Other organs, such as liver and kidneys, also share the same property. In addition, sleep benefiting the formation of long-term memories and new neurological pathways has been well established over the past decade. The more quality sleep a person gets, the better his or her brain organizes the memories and stores them within the expanded brain capacity provided by the extended neurological network. These advantages are proven not only by science, but also corroborated by our insightful ancestors, as some folk tales and old sayings encourage children to sleep more in order to grow up strong and smart. In addition, not getting enough sleep is detrimental to our mental well-being because the maintenance and repair of our endocrine system, which controls the secretion of hormones, including the ones that are paramount in inducing feelings and ensuring mental stability, are also done during sleep. Sleep is not just something that takes up a third of our life and robs us of what limited time we have. All living creatures require sleep for the sake of our physical and mental health. Some of you may argue that there are cases like the Japanese man contradicting the idea that sleeping is significant, and that is totally fine because the jury is still out on this matter. However, ask yourself this: is ignoring all the alarms your body sounds that demand you to sleep worthwhile?